School choice is a common refrain among conservatives when discussing education reform. And Seth Rao of the advocacy group Nevada Succeed says it's all the more important this session. That's given the governor's plan to raise nearly $1 billion for the state's school system.
Some Republicans are in favor of raising the revenue. Some Republicans are not. But this is the choice issues are the one issue that can unite the Republican base.
Rao says that's because many of the initiatives are fairly inexpensive. For example, the governor has proposed a $20 million fund that would help cover construction costs for charter schools. Rao says another facet of school choice would be a so-called opportunity tax credit scholarship.
Creating a fund that may be capped at, I heard the number I've heard most recently, maybe $50 million that a business could contribute away from their taxes towards these scholarships for low-income students to attend higher quality private schools.
Along with the governor's ideas, Republican Senator Scott Hammond is spearheading his own school choice legislation. It would start an education savings account.
It'd be like an account you have at a bank where somebody would then get a debit card and then they would be able to go to a pre-approved educational delivery system of their choice, whether it be a private school or some other method of educational delivery.
The state spends a specific amount on each child in the public school system. Hammond says the account would give parents a portion of that money to spend on another education provider, say a private school. The senator isn't yet sure how much that would cost, but believes school choice should be a big part of the education reform conversation.
I'll be keeping an open mind. However, I do get nervous when I hear about taking money out of public schools and putting them into private schools. We should be first ensuring that every public school is given the resources that they need.
That's Assemblyman Elliot Anderson, a Democrat from Las Vegas. Anderson says, in general, he'll support charter schools as long as they're high quality and held accountable. In fact, that's what they did last session. But he says it's also not a cure-all for the state's struggling schools.
Just like traditional public school, school choice does not always lead to perfect results.
That's because students may be dealing with the effects of poverty or other external factors. Either way, given the support for school choice among GOP lawmakers, it's sure to be a part of the final compromise over education and revenue this session. Will Stone, Reno Public Radio News.